You can handle the truth.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, as Jerry's Roosters would attest, it is morning time. This is the Republic of Texas radio show where we talk about, we talk about Texas independence, the world around us, how people are trying to get independent, maybe not, maybe they're just bored, eating, and doing stuff. It is Sunday, May 26th. That makes everything a lot better, right? You know, they call this Memorial Day weekend. Wow, we're supposed to memorize something. What is it? Memorex or lies? I don't know. The only thing I do know about Memorial Day weekend is it's Cinco de Mayo all over again? Is that what it is? You know, they told us it was the time where we're supposed to remember the fallen. Right, that fought for our freedoms. Ha ha ha. Yeah, you've had that fight before, I'm sure. You know, going and saying, well, you know, all wars are bankers' wars. Well, shut up. You know, we fought so you can have that hot dog. Man, okay, do I want to get involved with that conversation again? Maybe. Depends on my mood. So what is a Memorial Day? To get together with friends and family. I do support that. I like Thanksgiving for that, except now we're supposed to be feeling bad that we're getting together because that's when, the white people came over to the continent of North America and invaded and got rid of the indigenous folks. What is indigenous? People that are here before us? No. The Indians or the Native Americans were all peace-loving, right? No, they were hatcheting and killing, and well, some of them were, and the ones that were peaceful were getting killed. And the whole process just keeps going on and on and on. Why am I bitching about Memorial Day? So what if the United States of America wants to, well, expand its influence and protect, you know, the world around it? Well, hey, okay, let's give them a pass, and let's go point to Israel. Okay, so Israel controls this puppet. It's called the corporate United States of America, and it goes around bonking people with its puppet, or is it actually that straight and that sane? I don't know. Maybe Alan does. Alan, are you there?
Yeah, Steve, and I think you're supposed to go to a winery, get drunk, and stumble around on Main Street.
Well, that's here. That's this reality for sure. But it always changes, you know. I don't know, folks. We always make fun of wineries and our tourists. We happen to live in a tourist mecca, and I was trying to imagine the world around us so it was non-tourist mecca. I don't know. What is mecca? Oh, my God, really? Muslim reference? Huh, interesting. That got into our vocabulary early on, huh? But, you know, all I was saying is, you know, Alan and I might talk about tourists and so forth. That's because that's our commodity, right? You know, sometimes some of you folks, you survive out there because you lived in a fishing community. I don't know. Do we have any people that live in fishing communities? Do fishing communities still exist on this planet? I know there were some over in Europe, Britain or whatever, but then they joined the EU and now they can't fish in their waters anymore. Like, huh? Why is your folks can't fish? Why? I don't know. Well, we have tourists and they come in here and they buy ice cream cones and bottles of wine and stay in people's houses, bedrooms for $500 a night. And folks like Alan and I, we take care of them by creating these wonderful, ugly but good-looking houses and bed and breakfast? How would you? I guess I'm sideways already there, Alan.
I don't know. You know, there's a, you know, the paper was real proud that property values are up again this year. And then they also bring out that, what is it now? I think there's like 53 or 54% of the properties in town are owned by people who are non-resident. So they're either bed and breakfast or they're vacation homes.
What did they say, 50%?
It's over half of the structures in town are either B&Bs or vacation homes.
Wow, that's my big question, right? You know, in the next census, what happens? Did we lose population or did it gain? That'll be the that'll be a big question to answer. I know there are more people in town. That just doesn't mean that they live here. You know, Manhattan surges in population to manage all the whatever. I don't know. All the immigrants? No. The financial workers? whatever. So what's been going on this week?
You know, my young cousin, he's got some of his, you know, the up-and-coming crowd, you know, out here this weekend. They're out here. And one guy, he hasn't been here in about 10 years.
Memorial Day weekend.
He came out with him as a kid. But Alan, he said, which winery do you go visit? I said, are you kidding me? He said, I can't believe it. He said, man, it's been 10 years since I've been here. He said, and all there is wineries. He said, everywhere I go, there's wineries. I'm like, yeah, it's not agriculture anymore. It's getting drunk.
Yeah. Oh, man. We have a winery out here, and one of the local boys was whatever. I bumped into him earlier, and he doesn't know anything about wine. It's Bud Light around here. It's pretty much what everybody drinks. And, you know, it's just whatever. Beer's beer, you know. Let's not make a big deal about it. And he was looking for a job because, he got laid off by the city because he'd been working there too long. And before they give him his early retirement package, my God, no wonder the world's in such a state of array. You work for us for 10 years and you can retire at a quarter pay or something like that. It's like, what? What kind of benefits are these people, and why are you giving them such benefits? And nobody else in humanity gets to retire at 40 for, you know, it's like, huh? No, you guys, you know, you're screwing the pooch. But anyways, he got a job at one of the wineries, Alan, and he's going, well, I got to be honest with you. I don't know anything about wine. And then all the other people that were working there laughed. Well, neither do we. He says, don't you find that strange? I said, no, you don't need to know anything about wine to sell wine to winos. You know, they just come in and they sell themselves, right? They get drunk and then you put them on the bus and push them down the road, you know? I don't know. Maybe that's just being too hard on them. But that's the way I do think, you know, driving around here. You can't drive around here. It would be kind of like trying to get a car down the middle of Disneyland while people were trying to get into the rides. You know, there's just people to your right, people to your left, and they don't care if you're a car. They just cross the street. You know, bicycle cops will sit there and try to ticket them, but most of all, they just go, don't cross the street, ma'am, with that beer in your hand. Whatever. But it's Memorial Day weekend. We should memorial something, Alan. What should we memorial?
Glorify war? For peace?
Yeah. Yeah, you doing anything for memorials? I know the answer.
Oh, I've been down shredding thistles, trying to get the thistles, trying to get them knocked down before they release all their fuzz. Man, it's been a great year for thistles. I mean, they were thick in places. I mean, hell, the cattle and deer couldn't even get in. And the deer are starting to drop their fawns. So there, I was having to watch for fawns as I was shredding, so I didn't shred fawns. But other than that, God. It's not there's not a whole lot of excitement going on.
Do you see any fawns?
Oh yeah, yeah. My pet. She hasn't had hers yet, but it ought to be any time now because she stands out there and she's just so bloated and just miserable. I mean, she walks up to me and her ears are laid back the whole time. She's like, "Help me, Dad."
Isn't Nebby gonna? Nebby is Alan's deer. Didn't she have twins last year or last time?
She's had twins every year except for that first year. You know, when she was 2 years old, she had a single, and ever since then, it's been twins every year.
Hmm. Not bad at all. Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, by the way, we do have a chat room. Yeah, I don't want to neglect that. Let's do that right away. It's at republicoftexas.chattango.com. I am logged in. I see a whole bunch of people. Well, no, not really a whole bunch of people. Hey, check this out. Leaky49 just joined in the ad, said, "Whatever happened to Doc, who used to be on the show?" Well, Doc is concentrating mainly on his Wednesday show. So he's doing a show on Wednesday nights. You can... how do they listen to the show, Alan? What's the easiest way? And Alan's actually broadcasting with him on that show. He's co-hosted it. And it's,
I don't know.
Doc,
it's one of those internet things only. I know it's on Spreaker, but then I don't know. We're on some other platform, too. I can't remember exactly what that one is because I can't ever get to it. So.
Yeah, it's, let me see. It's DocKrupa.com. Control copy. Here we go. Let me throw that link into the chat room. Yeah, we miss Doc here too. And but you know, he will be back. You know, eventually he will be filling in. You know, he's always a good fill-in host. But Alan's been taking that up when I can't make it to the stage. But thanks for the question. I don't usually get questions from the thing at all. Let's see. So, Alan, let's start. I have a few things I wanted to talk about, and one of those is the pipeline here. And so, Texas is an oil-producing state, right? And of course, it's like I don't know. It's a high up there in oil producers of the world, right? So we have all sorts of oil problems, and our oil problems is companies like to, you know, move their oil and fuels from one place to the other. Currently, Fredericksburg, Gillespie County, wino capital of the world, or at least, well, one of the wino capitals of the world, is battling to, they're not battling, they're just kind of doing something, complaining about a pipeline that's starting to go through people's properties, or at least they're saying we want this pipeline to go through. And the newspaper said something earlier today, and the newspaper we're talking about is the Fredericksburg Standard here in Fredericksburg, Texas. It really, you read me a little bit of that, or maybe perhaps that was on Doc's show on Wednesday night. But what did, because it really got my craw, I think it is, and I really didn't care about the pipeline problem until the newspaper tried to convince me that it was a good thing, and I really don't take kindly to their thoughts. What was that, Alan? Do you have that around? Do you remember the article?
What I commented on Doc's show was, I was, like I said, I was kind of flipping through the paper, seeing what would piss me off this week. And, there were several things in it, of course, but then I flipped back to one, and half a page is from the Permian Basin Pipeline. And it was an ad saying, oh, it's going to bring all this money in, and it's, you know, it's going to do this, and it'll bring, you know, taxes into the, you know, state and county governments and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and after every one, I was like, and will this trickle down to the normal people? No. Will this trickle down to the normal people? No. It will get, you know, sucked up in the graft and corruption that's at the top. And there's a big thing, stink about, you know, the Texas Farm Bureau. In their circular, their little paper they've got, they've been talking a lot about the eminent domain, or we screw eminent domain, we'll just do takings, right, Steve? You know,
right, takings.
And you know, this is not for, it's, you know, this is the public-private partnerships, folks. You know, it's for the public. You know, we'll bring tax revenue and blah 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 in, but it's not. It's private companies moving their oil to ports so it can be taken offshore. So, you know, I mean, it's not even going to stay in the country, and they're going to come and they're going to pay people. Oh, we're going to pay a fair market value, and it's like, well, that's pretty much an open concept, you know. Well, in your area, fair market value is $2 an acre.
Right, but down the street, it's $20,000 an acre.
Right.
You know, but
right.
This one's $2 an acre, and you should take it, or we're going to take it. And it is crazy because we are talking about private business here, right, where we're talking about private business needing a pipeline so it can move its product from where it is pumped out of the ground all the way to a port where it can put it on a ship to ship it to some other country to refine it to provide fuel for them. And you're saying that...
Why are we buying oil from Saudi? Why do we care what the hell's going on in the Middle East if we're are we the largest or second largest producer of oil now? Exporter?
Yeah. I mean, well, if it... we still got to...
I mean, this is critical
why
thinking that
exporting?
They don't want us doing, Steve, right?
I know. Hold on. We've got a new series coming up. It's called Dances with Bitches. No, that's not true. We don't. They don't want us critical thinking. And why is this oil all going out? And the refineries over in Houston are refining oils that come from other nations, right? Okay, I get it, right? I'm not new to crude oil, and I know there are different flavors of oil, for lack of a better term, and viscosities and different plants, you know, so that's why they ship them around. You go, I found some oil. Well, ooh, they got a plant over there in Saudi Arabia that handles this one, so all we got to do is put it in a tanker and send it to Saudi Arabia so they can refine it over there, because they got to, and you're like, what? This is stupid. You know, there's got to be
all that oil from the...
to let refine it, yeah. You know, locally.
All that oil from Alaska, you know, all that big stink about the Alaska pipeline and saving the booty-faced, you know, hoot owl. All, what, 70% of that goes over to Asia? You know, to Japan and China? No one stops to think. It's like, well, and I came across that word. This was even in the article that they were talking about eminent domain. They're actually discussed a little bit about takings. They didn't actually give a definition of it. But that's where a private company gets with the government, and they just say, we're decided that we're not even going to eminent domain and pay you for a fair market value. We're just going to do what's called a taking.
And it's the moral implications of buying somebody's property through, quote-unquote, eminent domain, or just taking it from the takings, you know, clauses. What does that say about us as a society? You know, the county, right? The people that live in the county, and they say, well, if the county can get more revenue, then maybe we should go ahead and let them have that chunk of Barney's land. You know, because we're going to get more money, and then we'll be able to fill in that there pothole, right? You know,
yeah, because they don't own no property, and it's not going to cost them nothing, is it?
Right, and they get a free pothole, but they don't get a free pothole. It'll never be, you know, governments are bleeding money left and right, and they never do the right projects. I mean, come on, folks, I'm waiting for these clowns to actually do something right for once. But why is it we can't have an infrastructure project that starts in the millions, right? Oh, where it's going to cost us so many million dollars. And, you know, we're sitting there, Fredericksburg.
That's just a consulting fee, Steve.
It's got to be consulting fees and then the consultants of the consultants. And, you know, somewhere down the line, you know, everybody makes a... it's a racket, you know. Smedley Butler said war is a racket, but governance, city governance, is definitely a racket as well. And contracting for the city, you can smell a city contractor for a mile away. You know, their folks are walking around in yellow and orange vests going, paycheck, paycheck, Anyways, hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. You know, everything is kind of, like, stupid. We were just talking about pipelines, right, and how private companies are allowed to take over large swaths of land just because they have to, and they bribe your friends and neighbors to, you know, with, well, promises of gifts of stuff and things. That is a good enough way to say it? Because that's what it is. You know, the county is sitting there going, well, you know, if we let Joe Bob's oil company take all Barney's land, then we'll get so much dollars a month or a year from, you know, let him steal it. Is that a good idea? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, what does it actually mean? Here in Texas, right, you know, where the oil state.
Shooting them up, Wild West.
We're the Wild West. We got this place called Midland, right? You know, and out on West Texas, and they're out there. They're working hot and heavy. You know, they're making good money working on these oil wells, but they're fracking. And so, fracking is not the old fashioned. You know, you stick a whole rod in the ground, little piece of leather, and you start sucking it up using a pipe fitting, you know, there you go, right? That's old-fashioned now, they get out there to the wells and they, well, blow it up, fill it full of water, crack everything with special concoctions of who knows what they put in those, cavities to break loose the oil. Acids and solvents. And what are we doing to the dang world? Should we be doing it? But hey, we are doing it. It's happening. Nobody really cares. I care. How much care can you give? You know, should we be out there fighting them and going, no. Yeah, maybe there's somebody out there doing that. But meanwhile, you know, it's crazy.
You know, Steve, you meanwhile, know where we're, we started talking about this, this pipeline and everything and the eminent domain. And we ought to do a show on the American Planning Association. I mean, that's one of the few last times, Steve, I can remember being amazed was when you gave me that information. I was sitting here reading this stuff, and this was back when I was still. This is one of the times when I came awake to, man, we're in a lot of trouble. Because if you understand what this organization is and what it does and who it trains and what it's instilling in their heads. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. I mean, I've got those papers around here because I doubt it. They're probably not on the website anymore, Steve. But anyway, you ought to read these things.
Last time I took a look at the document the American Planning Association calls taking, I noticed that it had changed. So if you can locate your copy of takings, and I'll grab a fresh copy of takings from the American Planning Association, and we'll go ahead and go over that next week or the week after, whenever we get a chance. No, it is.
And then explain to everyone what you know. This is what like your county and city governments and corporate. These are the people that come in and do a lot of this continuing education or training classes. And
right.
Wow, I mean, what these people believe and what they're instilling into the people around you, it gives you a better idea of how screwed up the world really is and kind of why.
Mm-hmm. Long-time listeners of the show will be familiar with the American Planning Association. It's at planning.org. And from the offset, you just look like, so those are the guys with the spreadsheet that say, you want to do something, then you need to do this and this, and you need to get your carpenters over here, and you need to get your concrete guys. No. Planning.org is a shadowy right hand or left hand, one of the hands of the United Nations Agenda 21. It's straight up, and that's all it is, right? What they do is they go into the schools and they teach codification and uniform building codes and processes and procedures. They also deal with groupthink and manipulation tactics using Delphi technique and a variety of other ways to, shift the conversation towards the correct direction of planning, which is, Agenda 21 and whatever, 2030, 2050, whatever you guys want to call it nowadays, it's still Agenda 21. Their stated goals, one of the things on planning.org website was, several years back when we first got there, is planning part of Agenda 21? And it says, no, we are not part of United Nations Agenda 21. I don't know if it says that anymore because we've gone so much further and they figured out that we were onto them. All of a sudden they started going, hey, oh God, we're not in the dark anymore, guys. And so I expect them to be painting themselves with more lipstick and hiding. But they whisper into the ears of the city councilmen. They whisper during the week. They say, hey, what are you doing? Hey, I got this report on like pipelines and how it's going to help you. And here, just read this. These are good talk. I'm going to introduce you to some folks. Hey, I'm the American Planning Association. Republic of Texas Radio will be right back. I
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look and how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
I think Alan stepped in it or did something wrong because we've got phone lines kind of backing up, and we'll get to the phone lines here in a second. Hey, the chat room wants to know, where's Doc there, Alan? You know, I guess they don't believe what I said about Alan or Doc. What do you think? Where's Doc?
Doc decided he was going to start taking Sundays off, and like I said, we do his show on Wednesday afternoons. You know, it's Doc Krupa's Natural Health Hours, and we talk. We try to stick to as health as much as we can, but you know, it's everything is so interconnected. I guess kind of what I'm there for, because it's like I said, I look at things and I see patterns, and once you see patterns, it's like you see how interconnected everything is. You see these public-private partnerships and all the other crap that they're bringing us, the American Planning mm-hmm. Association, and you knowing what they're going on in the background, you know, the corporations, and with a corporate climber, someone who's wants to get up in the organization. I mean, Delphi technique is so effective. I had it done to yeah. me when I was going through. I went through some management training classes, and man, folks, you know, I was kind of wondering what was going on, because I actually had a little education behind me, but the other tire monkeys that I was in there with, I mean, they were just ate it up. I mean, it made them feel like big men, you know.
Yeah,
very effective.
I know. Being
and just the mind control and the screwing that we're all going yeah. through. You know, folks, we're not living in our own world. They've created what we live in. And I'd rather create my own friggin' world.
I agree. Let's see. Hey, by the way, before I go to the phone lines, this will be really quick, folks, and we'll get to your conversations. What we just did, talking poorly against the pipelines, could be defined as, I don't know, how could you define this? Could you...
Probably dropped our social score there, Steve.
Let's see. would you say, Alan, that we had any intent to impair or interrupt the pipeline? Was that my intent, right? I don't know.
Well,
yes, no.
In today's world, Steve, everything is perceived. I mean, I guess they can perceive anything that, you know, anything is anything that they want, and as long as they've got the technocracy behind them, everyone thinks that the guys in the white coats are telling them the truth. So, you know, it's so easy for them, and I wish I could admire what they've done, but I can't.
You know, I don't know. I don't think that they should be able to just build a pipeline, a private pipeline, a public pipeline. Then maybe we can talk about taking people's land or pretending to buy people's land and, you know, pretending to figure out a value on somebody's land. Your land is worth $5, right? Because we said so. No, I think that that's wrong. But if it was for a reason, right, okay, maybe I'd do something like to get water to, you know, part of our nation that all of a sudden the climate has changed because weather, the new solar minimum or something like that. So we want to move water down there so they can actually live. We have excess of here. Maybe we'll push water down there, right? That would be something that we could...
As long as it's not a private company that's doing that water for profit,
and this the homeowner does not get any benefit, the county gets the benefit, and that's like the boss, or, you know, because I guess that's what they are. They're the boss, the county. They ultimately pretend to own your land with taxes, and, you know, besides them, the state pretends to own your land, and the feds pretend to own your land, and who owns the Fed and who owns the corporate United States of America? Who knows?
Yeah, well, you know, our friend Susan, you know, ran for county commissioner, you know, and she kind of, like Farron, kind of found out, you know, what the election process is and what's up against you if you're actually against the current system, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, like I said, you know, a pipeline, you know, to put water so, you know, like for people that are dying of thirst, it's like, well, yeah, if that was actually going out there, but, you know, if it's a private company that's shipping the water out there and then charging people $10 a gallon for water, for fresh water, you know, I don't agree with that. So, you know, there's circumstantial behind everything.
I'm just saying that, you know, there would be a place that I would be open for discussion about it, and there's a place like this one, I guess I don't stand behind taking other people's land, even if we're pretending to give them market value or something, that's still stealing for private corporations. Benefit.
Use the public power and you know, when there's a loss, the public pays it. When there's a gain, it goes to the private sector. So, yeah, the public-private partnership is great if you're one of the ones up there on top, you know, feeding off the main stuff.
It's theft. You know, it's definitely theft. Anyways, let's go on to the phone lines right now. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in. We got a couple people on the line. Let's go to Earl. Earl in Texas. Hey, how you doing today, Earl?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Alan. I'm doing good and hope you all are doing fine.
Yes,
if you recall, last month I had made mention of a brief correspondence I had sent to the governor in reference to the illegals and we're paying for the illegals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And yesterday I had received in the mail a correspondence from the governor's office.
Oh, God, saying he loves illegals, right?
Yeah, well, if you permit me, it's about a little bit better than the page, but I think you'll find it very interesting, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, please do. Let's do it. I think we have time. Go for it.
Okay. First, just a real brief recap on that correspondence to him.
Mm-hmm.
I indicated no longer do I want my tax money, which is forced from me under threat of final imprisonment, to pay for my so-called fair share to aid this invasion and its already positioned sanctuary cities. Return back to me the portion of money that was forced from me. No longer do I wish to assist in the destruction of my Texas and my way of life. Now, he responded. Well, the governor's office responded. Thank you for contacting the office. We understand your concerns about the size and scope of government. We recognize that this is a frustrating and important matter. Governor Abbott understands our communities cannot prosper if they are not safe. Dysfunction in Washington, D.C. stems largely from the federal government's refusal to follow the Constitution, as seen in its inability to secure the border, which has provided too many opportunities for violent criminals, drug cartels, and people from other countries with ties to terrorism to enter our country. Texas cannot and will not sit idly by while criminal elements take advantage of our poor southern border. That is why Governor Abbott was proud to sign into the law the toughest state security program in the nation during the 84th legislative session. He also signed legislation which bans sanctuary cities and requires local government entities and law enforcement officials to comply with federal immigration laws and detainer requests, and creates criminal penalties for entities that do not enforce the law in State Senate Bill 4. Our founding document is increasingly eroded with each passing year as the federal government amasses more and more powers. Congress routinely violates its enumerated powers, taxing and spending its way from one financial crisis to another. Americans are becoming less and less free and more burdened by the federal overregulations. This is a tragedy given the volume of blood spilled by patriots to win our country's freedom and repeatedly defend it over the last 240 years. Moreover, the declining relevance of our nation's governing legal document erodes the foundation on which this country was built, the rule of law. The governor firmly believes that the 9th constitutional amendment proposed in the Texas plan will restore our country to the limited government, liberty-focused republic our founding fathers envisioned. You can read the governor's plan at the website. During the original Constitutional Convention of 1787, the states of Virginia, New Jersey, and Connecticut offered their vision for the most effective constitution to govern our nation and to restore liberty to the people who had fled oppression and fought so hard to defend. Now it is Texas' turn. To that end, the Texas legislature passed Senate Joint Resolution 2 in 2017, adding the Lone Star State to the list of states calling for a constitutional convention.
What? Okay.
Now, my request of returning back to me my money was not addressed.
No, it wasn't.
They're pushing this constitutional convention. They're telling us all these problems, and they're telling us, no, we don't have no sanctuary cities.
And the border goes
there. I thought it was, first of all, I thought it was an interesting response on that, but anyhow.
Well, it sounded like he was going to go into, it's time for Texas to leave, right, and go bye-bye, you know, but old Ironside wants to do a constitutional convention to, take out a bunch of stuff, so all the slaves, the plebs, the goyim, whatever you want to call humanity, you know, that lives here in the corporate United States gets less taxes. I don't like the idea of a constitutional convention. I really don't. You know, they don't follow the Constitution anyway, so why the heck amend the dang thing?
That's right. Now, are they going to amend it? Are they going to follow it? No, they're not following it now.
Yeah,
we're opening a. They're pushing a door open that won't be able to be closed.
That's the one thing we can trust. They will violate the Constitution again and again and again and again. Right?
That's right.
Consistency.
So, yes.
So what are you going to write back? What's the next?
Well, I'm going to correspond back with
where's my question. Yeah.
But going back to, you know, when we were talking last time, when I had the letter to the governor, and Alan made comment, and I agree with you, Alan, 100% on that, that it doesn't matter because they do what they want, and I agree with that. I've been at this for 33 years, and I know exactly what you are saying, and I found that out 30 years ago. But at any rate...
That's what I had to bring forth.
And one more thought here on Memorial Day. And, of course, the governor alluded to all the fighting that we had done in the past 240 years to keep our freedom.
Really?
Let me tell you something. Mm. If they fought and they died for foreign languages and flags on our soil, that just one little note right there should peeve everybody off.
Oh, I don't know about you. I felt real threatened by Grenada. You know, that's why I'm glad we went over there. Now, Earl, what you got back was platitudes in writing. Instead of telling it, instead of standing in front of you on the television, they did it in writing. It's political platitudes.
Yes, yes.
One was when they said, "Visit our website." Like, really? You're really going to say, "Visit my website"? Hey, look at the website. Isn't that pretty?
Yeah. Well, because they're pushing that constitutional convention. But thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. And let's try to keep in our minds and everything we do, just let's try to keep focus in our daily life on Texas independence. And incidentally, Texans, freedomtexas.org.
Freedomtexas.org.
Okay, I appreciate your program.
You know, I kind of like George Riley's, you know. You know, Joyce Riley, she used to say, just do the next best right thing. You know?
Right, next best right thing. That's freedomtexas.org, and that's Free Texas. They're actually called Freedom Texas. And Earl, he's working with those guys. They're good guys. Anyways, 1-800-313-9443. If you want to call in, we've got a few callers ahead of you right now, but we can get to you. Or we can just move on with stuff and things. Here comes Mike in Kentucky. Mike in Kentucky. Knock, knock, knock. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys talking about Fredericksburg, Texas. It reminded me, or just almost a zombie trip I took to try to help this guy out of Texas. He got caught up in a real estate scam in a shell corporation. Oh, yeah, so I went through Fredericksburg, Maryland, half asleep. We drove all the way. Of course, he drove from Texas up to Tennessee trying to track down this one corporation that's like a trustee holder thing. And, you know, housing and urban development guy, Ben Carson, getting made fun of because he didn't know what a real estate – have you seen that real estate REO clip? And he thought the woman said, Oreo? And I know for a fact that he must have been taking, he was taking the racial slur. That's what hit him upside the head. It was like, why are you saying Oreo to me? You know, because I bet he'd been called an Oreo. Because he didn't understand what she was saying, real estate organization. And a lot of people on the Democrat side are trashing Ben Carson because he didn't know what that was. Well, I mean, the government's got so many of those dang... what do you call them, acronyms or whatever? You who can keep up with it? You know, this guy's a sharp, a smart cookie, you might say, or whatever. Can I say smart cookie and Oreo in the same paragraph with
Ben Carson? I don't think so.
That's kind of racist to me.
Probably not a smart... anyway, hey, so, I mean, there's a meme going around that shows him saying REO as in REO Speedwagon. You know, did you mean that, as in Speedwagon? And the Democrats are jumping on that because of party stuff. But now, you're talking about this pipeline, and there's no telling what kind of scams are being run by these professionals, you know, that are in this, like I said, with this nursing home situation. This guy's trying to make, and you guys follow the news with Hurricane Harvey, a ministry got a hold of this thing and is going to make a homeless shelter thing out of it. The guy got like pummeled and beat up and told to get the heck out of town, and it scared him out of his ministry. And he'd been in that town for several years. He was the only drug rehab in that town, and they got rid of him, Boss Hog style, you know. Well, he ended up this other fella I know ended up hearing about it, and he had been an asbestos inspector, so he knew the situation. He said, none of this has been disturbed. You can paint it. You can put sealant on the floor tile. This building is good to go. Well, they did everything they could to block him from getting utilities, and even though the wiring had been, he talked to the guy that had just retired who did the wiring on that. He said, there's nothing wrong with that wiring. They tried to block him from getting utilities, tried to block him from getting water, and now they've passed these ordinances that are based on international law. I'll hang on a second.
Yeah, Republic of Texas Radio. That's the break. We'll be right back with Mike in Kentucky. Hold on.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. Hey, we've got Mike in Kentucky. You know, he's hanging on the line. We were talking a little bit about an excursion that he went through trying to chase down some wrongdoers, you know, bad people. I don't know.
Real estate scam. You're talking about the pipeline stuff, man. The corruption in this land is is probably unbelievable. Like you're talking about the Delphi technique and stuff, and you know, when it comes to acquiring land to build a pipeline, I'm sure there's just as many scams going on. In this story, to try to make it as concise as possible, a derelict nursing home was pawned off on a ministry that was doing drug rehab on one side of this town in Texas, and they wanted to take over this nursing home and just move their operation to a better location. Well, the local constabulary has passed all these international globalist regulations. You know, we got this, the Supreme Court, I think, a few years ago, and this is how the sanctuary cities are kind of in limbo legally, is they passed this concept called home rule. And so municipalities or ordinances carry first right of jurisdiction. So they have to give the Immigration and Customs Enforcement people permission to operate in there. And I could agree with that somewhat. It's constitutional that the high sheriff and the local people have exclusive jurisdiction and state police powers. That's part of the 10th Amendment. You know, the 10th Amendment gives locals, you know, wherever the federal government doesn't have exclusive jurisdictions, you know, forts, magazines, arsenals, and other needful buildings. The problem is you got pressures coming at from, like, if you remember during the Clinton years, he passed all these initiatives. Are they executive orders? I don't know what they are, you know. American Heritage Rivers Initiative. And, of course, they did dovetailed stuff with the UN Man in the Biosphere. And so the little peon property owners, which they think are property owners, I think the proper term is stakeholder. If you look at the United Nations documents and stuff, stakeholder is what we are, which basically is a third party that has interest in a commercial paper, you know, which is what that warranty deed is. If you think you own the property, it's a warranty deed, and you're simply a stakeholder. You hold some interest in the equity, or you own the debt. You know, you are the surety for whatever debt there is, and that includes the tax.
American Planning
Association. But you're not the owner. They won't use that term. When you transfer a property, they changed it from the language from in fee simple and absolute to just in fee simple. They took off the old common law allodial title phrases that used to be in deeds back in the 30s, and that's because the whole country is in receivership, and they've been running that bankruptcy ever since, even though it's not listed publicly among the national emergencies that you can find out there, you know, like the New York Times a few years ago did the report on all the national emergencies that were under, you know, and gave a nice little bar chart and how long they've been under. They only list them back to Jimmy Carter and that Iranian stuff. But now, in this situation, fraud built on a tax deduction.
Well, there's the music one more time. Thanks for calling in there, Mike. Really appreciate it. Everything, man.
Organized crime is everywhere, boys and girls, I'm afraid to say.
Yes, it is. Isn't that crazy? Thanks. We'll be right back after these messages, like a Kellogg commercial. Like, you know, Fruit Loop Bird or something. Maybe a Duffel Luffel goes.
Give it to Mike.
Right, you'll
eat anything.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story.
Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.